This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly just being part of the solution, part of the solution, the total solution. Really. You know, you are listening to The Real Side. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. You can buy my coffee mug. Well, I don't have one. It's okay. You can buy the coffee mug, right? TRS coffee mug. Coffee tastes better in the mug. I'm telling you. Don't care what you say. And you can buy shirts and my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things that you know what? Like I tell people, you got to get involved, get engaged, right? Then you learn about these things. You learn about the labels that they stick on us, like Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It's all the labels the left sticks on us, and they don't even know what they mean. They don't even know what socialism means. Think about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I just saw the numbers coming in on how much coverage Omarosa, whatever her name is, that she's getting, even more than Peter Strzok. Right? I mean, think about this. Think about what he did. Think about what the people at the top of the FBI actually did. And she got almost 350% more coverage from mainstream media than he did. And if you think about this, she's been lying from day one. She's been lying from the day she was let go. Yes, you heard me. Let go. Right? Never. The president's not a racist. He never said anything like that. All of a sudden, he said it all. He's nasty. He's stupid. He doesn't have a clue to what's going on in the White House. You know, I mean, seriously. And for those of you who just want to keep calling out the lies of Trump, those of you on the left, what about the lies of Obama and Mrs. Clinton? I guess those were okay because they were Democrats. Do you want to get specific? We go down a whole list, and they weren't misspeaks, they were lies. Okay, some more, yeah, I know, I'm going to jump right in, because there's so many stories to do. For those of you who know who he is, Dr. Lomero is going to join us in the second hour. And I always love the information I get from him, and it's just perfect, because he'll be coming on right about the time the primaries are starting to close up, and we get some returns and some information back on him. So a judge denies a motion to keep the New Mexican compound suspects jailed until the trial. Because they're such upright, upstanding citizens, they shouldn't go anywhere, right? They won't go anywhere. Unreal. So state prosecutors motioned to detain the five adults arrested after a raid in northern New Mexico earlier this month was denied by a judge on Monday. Now, Judge Sarah Backus made the determination saying the state failed to meet the burden of showing the suspects were were a danger to the community. Think about this. They were holding kids. They were teaching kids how to kill other kids at school. But the adults were no danger to the community. Unreal. Sarah Wahaja. Yeah, if I screw these names up, I'm not doing it on purpose because somebody's going to say, yeah, look at this. Haraj Wahaj, Lucas Morton, Jeannie Lavelle, and Sabhana Wahaj each face 11 counts of, ready for this, child abuse. But they're no danger to society. They're no danger to anybody else. But those 11 kids, or those kids, right? Each suspect will have $20,000 signature bond, meaning they'll have to pay that amount if they don't show at their trial. So these upright, upstanding citizens have now been let go, basically on their own personal recognizance, saying that, hey, if we don't show, we'll cut you a check forthwith for $20,000. Would it be great if you could do that, like with your cars and homes and stuff like that? Just, hey, let me just sign for that. No, don't run any background check or anything. I'm good. Yeah, you might have had 11 bankruptcies, but here, let me just sign for that. Prosecutors outlined evidence suggesting at least some of the suspects could have been planning some sort of attack. They said that Siraj Wahaj, who also faces child abduction charges from Georgia, took several weapons classes before coming to New Mexico, and he has books were found on the compound on how to build firearms at home. Now, just take the book alone. How to build firearms at home, right? If you're a school board member and you've never caused any trouble in the community or what have you, and somebody found that book in your house, there would be all kinds of outcry to get you off the school board. If you were a teacher, to get you off of being a teacher, there would be all kinds of outcry. You'd be called a white supremacist, a dangerous person. Now, why do you think that there's no issue with this? Just give it some thought. In addition, prosecutors described a letter sent to Siraj Mahaj from his brother allegedly inviting him to come to New Mexico and die as a martyr. It must be a new video game or something, right? Can't be that bad. This is just amazing. The FBI has weighed in on the case as well. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Oh, God bless America. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Bettini, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5566. Thank you so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being, truly, honestly being part of the conversation. Okay, so, you know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening there as well. You know, during the break, all kinds of stuff comes to me. But I love this judge that denied the motion to keep the New Mexico compound suspects jailed. You look at what they were doing with these 11 kids. You look at what they had going on there. And I don't know. You know, somebody made a comment during the break that maybe they have something on her kids. She looks like a young judge. Maybe they have something on her family. Why would she do this? Why would she let them go like this when you have all these issues that you see? You know, see something, say something. It's a joke if they're not going to do anything about it. The prosecutors were talking about a letter that he got from his cousin or whatever. Oh, his brother, I'm sorry. The letter invites him to come to New Mexico and die as a martyr. Shouldn't that be a flag of some kind? The FBI also waited on a case for the very first time. FBI agent Travis Taylor testified. He said that, This is always fun when it does this. Okay, there you go. Comes back now. Anyway, the FBI weighed in on the case, and it said for the very first time, FBI agent Travis Taylor testified saying that according to interviews conducted between the FBI and two teens from the compound, Siraj Wahaj would lead rituals that included reading from the Quran and centered on his son, who authorities say suffered from seizures. Now, here's the other thing. How many Christians have you seen get in trouble? Some have been put in jail for using the Bible as a guide to take care of their kids from a health standpoint. So if a Christian kid was suffering from seizures and we were simply reading scripture over him, we would be brought forward on child abuse charges. Right? Witnesses say that during these rituals, the victim, Abdul Wahaj, would begin to choke and have white foam or slime come from his mouth and then pass out. According to Taylor, the children were led to believe that the child, Abdul, would become Jesus when his demons were exorcised. He added that once the child became Jesus, he would instruct the others of the property or the family what corrupt institution to get rid of. Now again I say, where are the women of the View when you need them, right? I mean, seriously, he's getting messages from Jesus. Now, the women from The View find that as sick. I guess the judge thinks it's fine. A body believed to be the child was found on the property in the days following the raid, but the Office of a Medical Investigator has yet to determine the identity. Now, remember, one of these people kidnapped a 3-year-old son from Georgia. Now, I don't know what that means overall. I don't know what that means. I don't know if this is that body. I'm not guessing. I'm telling you what's been printed, what's been written. And the Office of the Medical Investigator has yet to determine the identity of it, but Abdul Wahaj was not among the 11 children immediately found at the compound. In the end, vague indicators of potential future violence wasn't enough to convince the judge. What about past violence? If they've done this in the past, and the only reason they stopped is because they were caught, shouldn't that be some kind of hint? In this particular case, again, based on what was presented to the judge, I think she had no choice but to rule the way she did, one defense attorney said. Taos County Sheriff Jerry Hogriff said in his testimony that while the initial serving of the search warrant, the tactical team found children holding boxes of ammo. Right? They were all armed and ready to start fighting. Think about that. What kid do you know does that? What kid do you know, even as a joke or even would go pick up his toy gun when police came to the front door? While cross-examining of Holgriff, the suspect's defense attorney each took their chance to try and distance the suspects as far from the weapons as possible. Wait a minute. Their kids had the weapons. Can you imagine not knowing your kid had a box of ammo in your house? No. One defense attorney suggested it's prudent that children learn how to use firearms safely. Wow, these guys are good. I mean, think about that. Think about how whack this is. I don't know. When do we start erring on the side of caution? Especially when it comes to kids and this kind of stuff. I mean, seriously, even the governor, Suzanne Martinez, said that she disagreed with the outcome of the hearing big time. I don't know this Judge Backus. I don't know much about her. But when you think about the dangerous criminals they lock up for even less than this, or they hold them for even less than this. Right? I mean, think about it. 855 Real Joe. When are we going to start really... I know I'm going to get in trouble. When are we going to really start protecting our kids? When does that happen? When do we stop the lip service and actually step up and take care of our kids the way we're supposed to? No matter how it sounds, or how it feels, or how bad it makes somebody feel, I'd rather have those kids with another family until we figure out what's going on than what's going on now. Right? I mean, seriously, wouldn't you rather those kids be in a home away from their parents, even if it's for a couple, I know, yeah, you can get away from parents, even for a couple of days, till you find out what's going on? I mean, people get outraged. We've done stories where people were outraged that the parents were forcing the kids to go to church on Sunday. Oh, my God, how could you do that to a child? And here, they're teaching kids how to use guns. They're getting them ready for some kind of war or something. And we're okay with that. Hey, apparently we found a new underlying tone to the Diary of Anne Frank. Yep. They're replacing Nazis with ICE agents in Los Angeles. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. ProPure water filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A Pennsylvania grand jury investigation is detailing the sexual abuse of more than 1,000 children by members of the Roman Catholic clergy and six dioceses.
Priests were raping little boys and girls, and the men of God who were responsible for them not only did nothing, they hid it all. for decades.
State Attorney General Josh Shapiro said the cover-up went all the way to Rome.
Predator priests were allowed to remain in ministry for 10, 20, even 40 years after church leaders learned of their crimes. In those years, their lists of victims got longer and longer.
The media is looking for the release of the Pennsylvania report, which covers 70 years of abuse of children by 300 Roman Catholic priests, and how the church sought to cover up the accusations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
I've got to get that disco ball hooked up. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And you know what? Get involved. Get engaged. Really, seriously. Get involved. Get engaged. Make sure that you've got the right information, that you're not just spewing party line. It infuriates me, as some of you know. But before we get to the L.A. production of The Diary of Anne Frank, like you've never heard it before, I get a kick out of the way the left has to constantly play with stuff to get what they're looking out of it, right? So in The Diary of Anne Frank, They're changing things out to replace Nazis with ICE agents. Because there's so much in line with each other. So every once in a while, apparently I think I'm pretty clear about something, but apparently I am not always pretty clear about something, which is evidenced by a call I got from a listener after the show was over. So I'm going to play the call for you. Let me comment on it. And I'm not calling them out. If they're listening, I'm not calling you out as being bad or this is wrong. I don't mean that by any stretch of the imagination. I just want to clarify. Sure, as it always works. Anytime ready.
So I was listening to your show, Mr. Messina, and...
Was she listening to my dad's show? I mean,
you were talking about why you are with the Republican Party or why the Democrats... That is the problem with our country today, is that the parties have pretty much made it impossible to come together as one, because if you are affiliated with one, then you're kind of blackballed from the other, vice versa. Therefore, I don't believe social media is helping the problem at all. And...
She just says her name and goes on from there, but she's right. And if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know that's what I say all the time. Now, the parties, George Washington hated parties. Some of the other founding fathers hated, thought it was bad, wrong thing to do. But if you have to be part of a party, if you have, I mean, decline to state, whatever it is you decide, I do line up more with the Republican Party. And she's exactly right. But what I've said, you know, you've forgotten, we have forgotten, we're Americans first who happen to be in the Republican Party. We're Americans first who happen to be in the Democrat Party. And what we've done is we've put party before principle, we've put party before country. That is never the way it should be. And it's okay to belong to a party as long as that party is an extension of you being American and not the other way around. So it was, you know, a good call, a good point. I don't know if she listens often, but as many of you know who do listen often, that's exactly my point. We've let the parties take over. And it's okay to be affiliated with one, is not as long as it doesn't take you over. And some of you who are very, very, very involved in your party, if your party has gone awry, astray, whatever, then pull it back. Make them do what you joined them to do. She may have tuned in when I was beating them up for being part of a party that doesn't hold your values. So they changed the theater production of The Diary of Anne Frank in Los Angeles. Of course in Los Angeles. There's nothing sacred. And I was just talking to a friend of mine earlier about this, about how history, it's not so much changed. They don't really just change it. They rewrite it for the moment. And then they never put it back. So The Diary of Anne Frank in Los Angeles will now re-image the Jewish Frank family hiding from Nazis with Latino immigrants hiding from immigration, customs, and enforcement officials. Isn't that nice? Isn't it great that they take something? You cannot equate. Here, some people are going to get really ripped at me, but I don't really care at this point. You are being dishonest if you try to equate what happened to the Jews in the days of World War II in Germany, in the days of the Holocaust, with the immigration issue in this country. The Jews were not breaking the law. How about we start off there? Okay? The Jews were human beings who had made lives for themselves, and the only reason that they were being persecuted by Hitler and the Germans at the time, the Nazis, was because they were Jewish. They were considered inferior. They were being exterminated. Last I checked, we weren't rounding up Hispanics and putting them in gas chambers, were we? We don't even round up illegals that we have in jail and put in gas chambers, do we? We're not experimenting on them. This is so infuriating because this is where your kids don't know history. Young people don't know history, and you allow the party to shove this garbage down your throat, and it's not true and it's not real. How can you take a story about a family, you know, the Frank family, and write your own story? What are you that unimaginative that you can't come up with your own story about Hispanic immigration or the immigration of today? Are you that disingenuous that you're trying to tie it together because maybe it gives you some credibility? I hope it fails. And I hope the people that allow it to happen, I hope they have financial problems, okay? I hope that the Jewish community does not come out to support this. They shouldn't. There's no way they should. As you recall, as you can remember, it was inspired by, the story of Anne Frank was inspired by a true story of a Jewish woman in Los Angeles who created a safe house for Latina mother and her two daughters after her husband was deported by ICE. Do you see how they're pushing this? By a true story. This is sad. So what happens is, if this doesn't get corrected, if you don't make a big deal out of this, then somebody will pick us up down the road thinking this is the real story. You know, I don't know, maybe you should get the movie first, The Diary of Anne Frank. Watch it first. In the original version of the true story, 13-year-old Anne Frank details her life in her diary. After her family is forced to hide in an attic in Amsterdam during the Nazi occupation of the Netherlands. After more than 2 years of hiding, the Frank family is discovered by the Gestapo and sent to a Holocaust extermination camp. Anne's father, Otto, is the only one that survives. That's got to be heartbreaking. The controversial play comes amid growing comparisons by major Hollywood figures and a left-wing... You know, that's the other thing. Why do you Jews let them get away with that? You can't blame me. Didn't happen to me. Didn't happen to my family. Doesn't mean I'm not... I don't find the Holocaust atrocious. But why do you let that happen? Why do you let them steal that from you? What happened to the Jews in World War II during the Holocaust, it's just so savage and nasty. And for you to let them water that down, for you to allow them to make that of no consequence, to line it up to something, not letting you come in the country legally. You're hiding from ICE agents. Why? Because you're doing something wrong. Because it's illegal what you're doing. Because you chose not to come here. Why would you leave the country that you're in because of persecution? Because you're afraid. And go to another country so you have to hide from persecution and being afraid. And the only difference between the two is in the country you're coming from, they just consider you trash, low life, and of no value. And the reason it's happening in the country you're coming to is because you come here illegally. And you put yourself exactly in the same position as when you left. Isn't that exciting? CNN has compared ICE agents to Nazis. Because as you've seen in the news, ICE agents have gone from home to home to home looking for Jews and pulling them out of their homes and sending them to a concentration camp. I'm sure you've seen that as well as I have. Never seen it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Let's go calm down. Come on back. Don't go far.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. And I really do thank you for being with us tonight. I know that there's a bunch of other stations you could be listening to. There's a bunch of other things you could be doing, but you're tuned in here, and I do very much appreciate it. You know, the left has gone so crazy, and I think I'm going to save some of these stories for later on, because I just can't imagine. And you know, what's the guy? Does the Morning Joe show? He said something about Trump opened the door for genocide. Are we serious? I mean, are we serious? This is the best these guys can do. Trump is this, Trump is that, Trump is... I mean, the man is Satan himself, according to them, and they don't even believe in God. Which is kind of really weird. If you don't believe in God, how can you believe in the devil? Right? Just saying. But these guys have lost their ever-loving mind over these things. And it just never stops. It's just amazing. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. More lunacy from the left and more crazy stuff. Bernie Sanders is projected to win in Vermont. What's wrong with you people, by the way? I'm just curious. I mean, you know, on the... If Bernie was a Republican, him and his wife being investigated by the FBI, would it be... what they did to that college, what his wife did to the college, taking out, $10 million in loans, falsifying paperwork... I'm just reporting what they're saying. Right? Can you imagine? The left would have a field day with him. They would be ripping him up one side and down the other, wouldn't they? I mean, unless I'm thoroughly confused here. It wouldn't be the first time. I've been confused before. Yeah. So when you look, when you look at the state of Vermont, beautiful state. I've been there a lot, especially as a kid. I loved it. Loved the place. So like the syrup, too. Now, he's going to win and easily win the Democratic nomination for a third term. Now, think about that. This man has been, look at him, what is he, like 90? He has been in government all his adult life with one small break when he worked for a nonprofit agency and almost put them out of the business. So I guess the federal government has way too much money to put out of business, so they keep going back to work for them. And you guys keep sending them there. So, but he's going to decline the nomination of the Democrat Party and run as an independent. Why? He votes with the Dems. I would love to ask him what the difference is. He votes with the Dems. He pretty much does everything they want him to do, or he does with them. They screwed him big time. But other than that... With 52% of the precincts reporting the Democrat Socialist Sanders had received 95% of the vote, right, to 5% for the self-described Democrat activist, Folasad Adelua. Now, under Vermont law, Sanders can't appear on the November ballot as both a Democrat and an independent. Well, how do you do that? And Sanders is now given he's decided to give $150,000 to the Vermont Democratic Party. So the I know I'm screwing this name up, but I ain't doing it on purpose. Adelua moved to Vermont from Indiana in 2017 to run against Sanders, whom she blamed for dividing the Democratic Party with his insurgent run for the presidential nomination. She says, I did not like the way that Senator Sanders caused the DNC to lose the White House. Another one. She says, that's why I'm angry. I got news for her. He didn't split the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party split themselves. They screwed themselves because they wouldn't do it the right way. It wasn't Hillary's turn. It was the turn of whoever the people in the Democratic Party decided it was. But there was corruption all the way up that ladder at the DNC, which kept Sanders from getting the nomination. I believe that Bernie Sanders would have got the nomination for the Democratic Party if it wasn't for what they did to that man. And still people believe it was him who did it. Does she think by knocking him out of that seat, he wouldn't run for president again or he wouldn't do something to run against Hillary? I don't know if she's running, but... You know, some people say she is. I don't think she can. I don't think she's going to be able to do it. Although I'd love to see her do it. Look what the lineup. Look what it's boiling up to be. Right, Elizabeth Warren, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, the porn star's attorney. He's talking about running too.
Oh my gosh.
Right. What a diverse team of older white folks. I thought they were the big tent party. They had all kinds of different people.
What about Kamala Harris?
I'm not so sure that they're going to let her run this time. I'm not so sure. In Connecticut, Matthew Corey was projected to easily defeat against Apple Computer executive Dominic Rapini to win the they're against Italians, that's what it is. To win the Republican nomination and face incumbent Senator Chris Murphy. You know, you're gonna see some kind of upsets all over the place. And I think it's wonderful. I think it shows really what can be done when Trump throws himself behind somebody. They were talking earlier tonight about an upset because Trump stepped into a race. I mean, like, he's not supposed to, right? Obama does it all the time, and that's okay. I'm hoping, I am truly hoping that Ellison faces a lot of garbage. Look, as I said last night, I'm good with this, you know, the accusations, that's all they are, accusations. There's no proof. We haven't seen a video. I find it suspect. Look, even he's a Democrat. But I still find it suspect that this just came to light this week. It just came to light just before the election. I think that's garbage. If you knew that that was it, if you knew that that what was going down and that was happening, then you should have done it months ago. It saved everybody a lot of headache and aggravation and got it out in the open. Because if he's truly an abuser, you're not the only one he's abused. I mean, if I was part of that Me Too movement, wouldn't you guys be, like, ripped that they're letting this stuff go on and nobody's opening their mouths about it, or they're not opening their mouth about it on a regular basis? And, speaking of Elizabeth Warren, right, another diverse member of the group, isn't she, like, one gazillionth Indian or Native American? See, I think what we should all do is send her a DNA kit. I think she should get inundated with them. Get the hint. So I guess what a brain surgeon she is. I guess that she's facing a barrage of criticism from her law enforcement across Massachusetts and the nation because she called the criminal justice system racist. Now, she didn't just say it tends to be racist. It doesn't do well for the black community. No. She said that it was racist from front to back. Wasn't that nice of her? When Warren made the comment last week while speaking at Dillard University in New Orleans, a historically black college, as part of a Q&A session, why don't they bring her in? It was hosted by Congressional Black Caucus Chairman Cedric Richmond. Now, the Democrat senator from Massachusetts said the disproportionate arrests of African-American for petty drug possessions, an overloaded public defender system, and state laws that keeps convicted felons from voting. Here they go again. Right? I mean, that's it. So we arrest black people on felony charges because we know they're Democrats, and if we get them on felony charges, then they can't vote for you anymore. Yes. Doesn't that make sense? But according to you, we're out there. The police are out there killing them all the time. So why do they have to arrest them? You know, you guys got to go grab Larry Elder's. I think it's 24 minutes long. On the myth of institutional racism. Now, he's a black man. You don't like what he has to say? Take it up with him, not me. But a lot of the people in the black community have come out and said, "Wait a minute, this doesn't exist." And this is what happens. And they lay it all out. So it's not me saying it. I want you to go check it. Dudley Police Chief Stephen Wagner, Wajnar, head of the Massachusetts Chiefs of Police Association, sent a letter Tuesday to Warren's office asking for clarification, saying that her comment spreads false and dangerous information about our members. Think about that. Now you get pulled over, the first thing you think is, oh my God, if you're a black person, Elizabeth says, now see, isn't this funny? So Elizabeth says all these cops are racist, so I could be in trouble here. I don't know what to do. Now you've created fear. And nobody on the left says anything. That's fine. That's okay. But yet anything Sarah Sanders or Donald Trump or anybody on the right who says anything similar to this, we're race baiters. We're racist. We're phobics. Hey, I'm Dobbin, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't forget, always stuff going on in the show. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Gerard Lomero, Dr. Lomero, joins me in the next hour. Don't go far.